D-H-Z, go! I used to say I'm the boss. They've hit at the most. They're doing real good, yeah. I would say they're the boss. They bring real information. If you don't know, I'm Set Nation. Dropping knowledge on the daily. Really?
Really?
These boys bring it on real. D-H-Z, know what's popping in the field.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elsonson, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
I mean, they know what's popping in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pump, pump, pumping.
BS and B-Boys.
BS and B-Boys.
Uh-huh. Saints. BS and B-Boys. I love this podcast. I love this podcast.
And I love him for loving the podcast. All right, it's Thursday. It's the SEC Pub, man. It's game night. We got Dallas and Minnesota. That should be a good game, so I'm looking forward to that one. Thursday nights, and not so much. And they've been talking about doing away with the Thursday night package, and I don't know if I'd be too disappointed if it happened. It's nice to have games on Thursday, but sometimes most of these matchups aren't very good. Anyway, so Peyton tells Cook to take the chill pill. Florio. He has pro football talk, and he has some rankings. Not so much the ranking that I want to talk about. It's his little note on there, what he said. I thought it was hilarious. Detroit setting records. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. And news about the hotline. You want to hear about this. And then, obviously, later we got some injury news, and it's on to the picks. So, before I get to that, I want to talk about the little Florio bit here. I thought it was pretty funny. So, let's see. He has us ranked at 22. But that's not the thing that so much that I'm talking about is, here's the comment. Bounty penalty for the team, a pair of second-round picks, lost revenue for Sean Payton, more than $7 million. Ramming it sideways up the rear of Greg Williams, priceless. Now, you got to love that. You could see how animated he was on the sideline. He was not playing around. We talked about this on Monday, and it was like, I mean, what did Greg Williams do? Now, okay, I understand what he did. I just didn't know it was this personal. But listen, if you saw the way that Sean Payton was behaving and the Saints, the whole team, even players that weren't on the team during Bounty Gate seemed to be, like, very irritated about this whole thing. So I wonder how much of a rant. Sean Payton obviously pushed the buttons that it took to take care of the Rams finally. So anyway, so another thing I want to talk about real quick is the hotline. So check it out. I finally get around to calling, and these guys tell me that, oh, no, it's not us. It's a service provider. Then I say, well, wait a minute. We get calls from people all around the country, so you're telling me everybody else is the problem, not you guys. So the answer is obviously we still have some bugs to work out, or I need to find another voicemail provider, and I may start looking into that because I really do kind of miss the hotline. It was lots of fun, and I it's just having you guys interact with us was, a huge thing. It's like the questions you come up with or the comments, make great talking points. It was a great deal. So we're going to get that back up and running, and I'm disappointed that it's not running right now. But so basically Peyton tells Cooks, it was an anomaly. It's something that doesn't happen all the time. It was just situational stuff that, he didn't say he needs to chill out, but you can – to me, you could kind of read into the comments. It was like, it's not a big deal. Get over it. And I think he will. I think that, I expect him to have a big game this weekend, especially after all this other stuff. I think Drew and Coach are going to try their best to get those guys or get Cooks the ball. So I would, if you have him on your fantasy team, I would recommend starting him. Not to mention Detroit, not necessarily one of the best pass defense teams in the league. So I would definitely consider getting him off your bench and putting him in the lineup. And we get close to the playoffs here, so I don't know where you guys are at. We got one more week, and quite frankly, in my fantasy league, I scored over 100 points, and then all of a sudden, the guy was playing. He just had a huge Monday night game, and at the end, I can't think, it was Emmanuel Sanders he had at the end. It's like he didn't do nothing for most of the game, and towards the end of the game, he just went big. So I actually went from leading by 8 or so points going into the fourth quarter to getting blown out. I'm still a little under the weather, if you can't tell by the voice, but Hey, let's get this bonus coverage started here. You ready?
Thank you. Thank you. And now it's time for the bonus round, where you play in front of dozens of people for tens of dollars. Tomas, Heath, Dave, are you ready? Let's play BS and Beer Podcast.
It's Thursday night. It's the SEC pub. You know what I realized?
What?
I'm 29th, and if you take out all the people who quit playing, they don't bode well. Fit them somewhere at the bottom, buddy. Yeah. It ain't looking good, the picks. We also, a little bit later in the show, we're going to have our Saints injury report. But this Sunday, the Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
All this stuff is easy for me to say, huh? The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
All right. Gary listens to the show, so we got to be careful how we say it.
Yeah.
But what we just, Gary, you going down, buddy.
Yeah.
You going down.
Yeah. Your Lions are getting crushed.
Getting crushed, going downtown. Now, y'all were telling me about Detroit set a record.
Yeah. How's first that? Team in NFL history to have its first 11 games of the season decided by 7 points or less.
They just, the skinny teeth, or the skin of the teeth, or however that goes.
Yeah.
Skin of the teeth. And that they have gone into the fourth quarter of every game this season behind.
Man, boy, I tell you what, especially it's been happening a lot this year. The last thing I want is the whole, well, you know, they haven't done this all year, or they haven't done that, and they end up doing it. You know, at least we're not playing a rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
So I don't think this is a defense the Saints are putting out on the field anymore that people can just take advantage of. Now, you know, look, last week, the first drive of the game, there was some of that. There was, they haven't scored, haven't thrown a touchdown, was it? And he threw two touchdowns. But at the end of the day, you take that first drive out, there was a turnover, and then there was another drive in the game. The Saints shut them down. You know, the Saints shut the Rams down.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be a much tougher task for our defense. But at least we are playing at home.
Yeah.
So we got the crowd on our side. We do play much better, especially offensively, in the dome.
Yeah.
And is it fair to say, where would you rank Detroit? Well, the last five games, you got Tampa twice. You got Atlanta, Detroit, and Arizona.
Yeah.
Would you agree Atlanta and Detroit are two toughest games left?
Especially, I don't know.
I would have said that up until – what I've seen Tampa Bay do yesterday, and
I was saying the same thing. I think Tampa Bay is looking tough.
I don't know if it was another recent game Tampa Bay had they went into Seattle, wasn't it,
and
really beat up on Seattle.
Yeah. I would say to you that the easy game is, I can say that, the easiest of the five games, and it's not going to be easy, but the easiest one I think is Arizona.
We're playing them on the road.
How they're playing.
Yeah.
But how they're playing. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and look, they're playing them outdoors too this
right.
time
so
of
if
year.
You look at it from that perspective, if you look from the other team, Arizona would, you know, seems to be the team that's in disarray right now as far as.
Yeah, but I think Tampa Bay is up and coming.
You're going to be playing them outdoors. It's winter. I mean, it's going to be every bit of 72, 74 degrees out there.
Yeah.
You have to contend with that kind of brutal.
Mild weather and sunshine.
Layers,
tough.
You know, dressed in layers.
They'll have to make sure they put the black them under the eye there,
so they don't get a sunburn out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, but this obviously, they're all a must win. We got five games left. They're all a must win.
Yes.
Detroit's going to be a tough game. Play them at home. I feel good. The way the Saints' offenses have been playing, Detroit does not present a defense the way
that's not what the Rams people say.
No, tell me what they're saying.
I told you that. You go into the Detroit pages online. I don't troll. I just read. I don't respond to anything.
Right.
But you start reading what they have out there, and they were very vehement about how the Rams aren't nearly as good as they are, and that they won't allow New Orleans to run up any kind of score or anything like that. And that's what they said. Now, you have to look at it. They're not bad. I mean,
and I'm not suggesting that.
Right.
And they have a good offense as well, and they have more than one player on offense. Have a good tight end. They have a good wide receiver. They have a good running back. I mean, and obviously their quarterback can play.
We seem to play better against teams built like Detroit than we do playing teams like the Rams. I mean, because history has proven that, like, these tough defensive teams, we struggle to score, and eventually our defense not strong enough to get into that, just that head button.
But I don't think we're there anymore.
No, I mean, I agree. I'm just saying traditionally, I feel like, you know, we match up better against a Detroit than we would even the Rams. I mean, you know, the way we dismantled the Rams last week, it's hard to say that, but generally speaking, and in the past, that's kind of how it's been.
And so I would say to you that maybe one of the secrets might be that we play a lot more three tight end sets, because we've been showing that, and that might be something that Detroit can't really cover, you know, three tight end set. And we suddenly found a screen pass. So
yeah, where'd that come from?
Now, I will tell you that I've looked at the game, and I will tell you that that screen pass was different, though, than what the usual screen passes that we throw.
I agree. It, like, usually the screen pass is kind of like you invite them in, and, you know, you kind of look one way and then turn away, and you
and the back is usually parallel.
Right.
And
this is more like a college screen play where they just kind of a little quick pass.
Exactly.
To the,
yeah. Exactly.
The running back.
One guy
that.
Pulls quick, and then, you know. And you know who the guy was who pulled quick?
Who's that?
Streif.
Yeah.
He's a beast, man. He's an athlete. You know? That's what he is.
Yeah, he got down the field on that
Got down the field on that one. Yeah. So it could be that, you know, there's some plays. And, you know, you never know. We haven't seen a Wildcat yet.
No, haven't seen the Wildcat. I'm waiting for Drew to read option. I think he'd be effective.
There you go.
Because, you know, he did beat a professional tennis player.
Yeah.
That's right.
So he's the athlete.
He got fast feet.
Yeah. All right, let's do this injury report. You guys ready?
Sheriff Cooter Wilmot of the Boudreaux Parish Feed Store, Gun Shop, Used Car, Beer Bait, Barbecue, Barbershop, Laundromat Department. Now time for the New Orleans Saints Injury Report.
Piff down! You got knocked the f*** out, man!
All right, so the injury report for Thursday. It looks like Teron Armstead, he did not practice. And that's a little bit worrisome. We are not as good an offensive line without him in there. But, you know, still serviceable. I don't think it's anything that we need to freak out about. Now, here's something that all of a sudden it's like 1 week it's disappointing. 1 week it doesn't matter. But it's running back Mark Ingram. He has a toe injury. Now, you can remember a couple of years back he had the same kind of injury. And it held him out for a while. So I don't know if it's a turf toe or maybe got it stepped on or whatever. But he did not practice. And again, Daniel Lasco with a hamstring, which is a little disappointing. He's a great special teams guy. And now, especially with Ingram having some injury problems, and before Lasco got injured, he was starting to get a few touches. It's a little disappointing because I was excited to see what the guy could bring to the team. And but anyway, he did not participate. And, you know, I'm wondering when he'll be back with that hamstring injury, so I wouldn't expect any time soon. Limited. Calamente was limited with a hip, and that adds a little bit of the issues on the offensive line. With Armstead being out, that means Pete's going to be playing left tackle, and so we'll see if you know how Calamente responds to the hip injury. Then our new tight end, John Phillips, ankle problem, and here's a new one, Zach Streif. A knee, and you know, I've been giving him his kudos, man. The guy's been playing really well this season, and boy, I hope that there's no lingering effects, because man, we'd be in some serious trouble if we're down, you know, Armstead, Calamente, and if we start having some issues with Zach, that'd be a problem. Now with the Lions, limited Ezekiel Ansah. You can remember he was a first-round draft pick, a super raw guy that they drafted really high. But he's paid dividends. He's really developed over there. Then safety Don Carey, injury to his hamstring. Wide receiver Melvin Jones Jr. with a thigh injury. He came over from Cincinnati, and he's been a good playmaker for him. So depending on how, you know, much of an injury that is, how it affects his play, I'm not sure. Obviously, it's just limited. So he did practice. Then linebacker DeAndre Levy has a knee. Theo Riddick, now that's their starting running back, has an ankle. And then linebacker Whitehead has a knee. So there's the Detroit Lions injury report. What we'll do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right away with the pick segment. So y'all hang in there.
If you're some man, what the rock is cooking.
Tonight on BS and Beer Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, it's the Action Suspense Airline Highway at 9:30. Followed by this year's award-winning suspense thriller, Camp Beast. Next, it's hilarious family fun suitable for all ages with Drew, Sean, and Mickey. Then, it's Sex in the Cell Block, the hot new show that's too racy for daytime. That's Sex in the Cell Block at 11 tonight. Then, it's Saints Talk with Dave, Tomas, Heath, and the BS and Beer podcast crew. Every night here on the BS&B Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, a limited liability corporation.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast. Now back to your two yats and a coon ass.
All right, time for some pick 'em here. I don't know if maybe I'm just going to lean back and let y'all do it because I'm, you know, my strategy where I don't like to embarrass people by being all up at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
I like to,
yeah.
You know.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. So now that strategy has backfired on me.
So you're going to leave from behind.
Leave
like
from behind.
The current administration, but go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Dallas at Minnesota, and it looks like Minnesota is getting 3.5 points. Tomas, what you say?
Yeah, I got to go with the Cowgirls.
Heath?
Not enough. Got the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cowboys, too. Now, it's a big game for us, man. I tell you what, that's a gritty Kansas City team at Atlanta. Yeah. 4 points. To me, I think that's the type of team that can beat Atlanta, and we need somebody to take care of them. But, yeah. Heath, what you got?
No, I agree with you. Chiefs have, you know, I mean, they really looked good last week and have Justin Houston back.
Beast.
You know, and part of this pick may just be what I'm hoping will happen.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take Kansas City in this one.
Tomas.
Yes, sir. Kansas City.
Kansas City. Okay, we got a sweep on that one, and we really need that to happen because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now.
Yes, sir.
And,
yeah.
And we need to see some of these teams step up and take care of business for us. Now, we were all talking about this game. We're all going to be glued yeah. to the TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's San Francisco at Chicago. San Francisco getting 2.5. Now, wait a minute. That means that they're not even getting the full three on the road. So they feel like San Francisco is a better team than Chicago
on a
neutral field?
That's yeah. it.
I find that hard to believe.
That's what they're saying. Now, my question is, are there any Cubans playing on the Chicago team?
So take out Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all they have to do is say, hey, remember what he did, you know.
We were talking about this, and we don't know if you guys even bothered to watch that game, the San Francisco game last week. Kaepernick at the end of the game takes off running, and he just gets bent over. And, you know, he's been very political about his support of, you know, Castro.
Yeah.
And the linebacker that hit him, and I had his name. But
Cuban descent.
Yeah, is of Cuban descent. So there might have been a little
poetic
extra.
Poetic justice.
A puyah on that hit right
you
there.
You know, man,
so.
I'm going to take care of your business.
Take care of business. All right. So what you got?
I can say that because my mother was Cuban. That's all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, 49ers have been looking better lately. Kaepernick has played better. At the same time, the Bears, I mean, last week the Bears had, you know, man, two drops in the end zone to win that game. Barkley played well. I'm going to take the Bears at home.
Okay.
The Bears.
The Bears. I'm going to go with San Francisco. I have no idea why. No. I'm not. Just out of GP. I'm going with Chicago. Just going with Chicago.
Good man.
All right, next up on the docket here is Philadelphia at Cincinnati. Cincinnati getting 1 point. Heath, what you say?
I'm going to go with Philadelphia because Cincinnati. I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point.
The Bungles have bungled it up. They're done. So I'm going with the Eagles.
Yeah, Cincinnati can't score anymore. I mean, they lost. Not only did they just lost Green.
Yeah,
but they had also lost two other receivers that were good. And before Green went down, they were having trouble moving the ball.
Yeah.
Where they used to be an explosive offense, man, they had.
When you lose two wide receivers, they were part of your offensive get-up. Hey.
That's it. So I'm going Philadelphia myself. 1 point spread. I think that's where I'm going. Now we got Houston at Green Bay. So I'm hearing all these reports about Aaron Rodgers having some kind of personal problems and stuff and some family issues. And that's why they haven't been playing that well. So
just think of the commercial with the fly. But go ahead.
Yeah. Some rage issues.
Yeah.
Tomas.
I'm going to, even with Aaron Rodgers being, Houston is a mess.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Green Bay. It's at home. And, you know, it really will be wintertime in Green Bay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that's for real.
You know, so I'm going to take Green Bay.
I'm going to take the pack on the frozen tundra.
Okay. Me too. We'll sweep it. And we'll sweep with Green Bay there. Now let's go Los Angeles at New England. 13 is the spread.
Yeah.
13.
Tempting, but not enough.
Not enough?
Rams got to go back out east again, play the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to cover that 13.
All right.
And me, I'm going to go different. Because, you know, at this point in the season, you got to do some strange things so you can make up some points.
There you go.
So I'm going to take the 13 and the Rams. Because Gronk is an issue. And when Gronk's an issue, they have a problem. And Brady's not 100%. So, again, the 13 points is what's going to make the difference. I still think the Patriots will win, but not to cover the 13.
Man, I tell you, 13 points, that's just too many points. I'm gonna go with Los Angeles. I'm gonna lose that one, but it's just hard.
No, we're gonna win that one, brother. You're gonna win that.
You win? All right, I have confidence now. All right, so Denver at Jacksonville. Jacksonville getting 4.5. Heath,
Broncos rebound. I can't pick. You know, I know the Jaguars look better, but no.
Tomas.
Yesterday, I thought about it, and when I looked at it, as I was studying for today's show.
Right. I like it. I like he does the studying.
Yeah.
That's right. As I was studying for today's show, I decided Jacksonville's going to have a new coach next year. And so I think that team is just
Less done. Miles, maybe?
Maybe. You never know.
I'm just asking.
Could be. Oh, they may make an offer to Ogeron.
Yeah.
But
who's that defensive line coach?
Get them in there.
So I'm going to go with Denver.
All right. So I'm gonna pick Denver too. It's just, you know, I just learned these teams like Jacksonville, and although I did pick Los Angeles, that's 13 points. Just no point in picking Jacksonville. So now Miami at Baltimore. Miami getting 3.5. Tomas,
again, you gotta make some chances here. You know, I'm gonna take Miami in the 3.5 points. I just think that they're going to beat Baltimore.
I don't like Baltimore.
Even if it's in Baltimore.
Heath?
Man, I was tempted to take Miami, but I'm going to say the streak's going to stop at 6, and Baltimore is going to cover at home.
All right. So I'm going with Miami. All these thinking and planning stuff's making my head hurt. I'm in 26th place.
I'm in 30.
I think it's affecting my credibility. Yeah. I'm just going to pick whatever my heart chooses at the time.
All right, there you go.
All right, Buffalo at Oakland. Buffalo getting 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Heath?
Raiders.
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
This is a tough game because Buffalo's in the thick of things.
They are.
Yeah.
The Raiders are actually in a position to be the number one team.
Number one seed.
In the playoffs. Yep, number one seed.
Yeah.
But although the Raiders lack defense, I think, I'm going to take the Raiders.
Ooh, that one cornerback, man. He deserves the Browner Award.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm still going to take the Raiders though.
They got
they're playing
Khalil Mack,
at Oakland.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So Heath.
Yeah, I already.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
I'm going Buffalo. I'm just going to mix it up right there.
There you go. Because
just when you think
you chose
got it,
your heart.
I did. Just when you think you got it figured out, you go to opposite. All right. Washington at Arizona. Washington's getting 2.5 points. Heath.
I'm going to take the 2.5 points.
All right.
Take the Redskins.
Tomas?
Me too. I'm going to take the Native Americans.
All right. Yeah, oh boy. I want to go different than you guys just for the sake of going different.
We'll go ahead on. If you feel that the Cardinals.
Palmer's just looked really bad. He's like the Palmer, but I'm going to pick. I'm going to go with Arizona. I'm going to mix it up.
Go ahead.
Throw a curveball in there.
Go ahead.
Why not?
The New York Football Giants. At Pittsburgh, New York Football Giants getting 5.5. Tomas.
Man, this is a tough game.
Yeah.
You know? I like Peyton Manning. I'm sorry, I don't like Eli Manning. And I don't particularly like the Giants. But it's a tough game not to pick them. But I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right. I like the build up there.
Steelers look like they got it going again. I'm going to take the Steelers at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Steelers. Man, the only thing is the Steelers – what happened to that scoring offense they used to have, man? Now, I mean, they don't score a whole bunch. I thought they were explosive.
Well, man, receivers. Antonio Brown just had his first 3 touchdown game. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I was shocked when I heard that.
Anyway. You mean ever?
I wasn't, because that's why I lost the dang fantasy, because the other guy had the Antonio Brown.
Tampa at San Diego. 4 points going to Tampa Bay. Tomas.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I feel the Chargers are coming on right now.
Is that why you're picking
them? And I think,
is that, know, really why?
Well, yeah. No, because Tampa Bay's going to go all the way across the coast. And so I think that's
it. That, I always forget that element, but that's an important factor.
Yeah. But I'm going to take the Chargers because I feel my homerism coming on right now.
There you go.
And yeah. I think it's going to be, you know, I know Tampa Bay looked great. Got to go out to the West Coast again. Chargers, I think the Chargers are going to win at home.
All right. Then we got Carolina at Seattle. Carolina getting 6.5 points. Boy,
wow, this is, yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, even though Carolina lost last week, they started looking really good late in that game. Seattle, I don't know what's going on with Seattle right now. That said, due in large part to, this is another result I want to see. I think Seattle's going to get tough at home, as they usually are, and they're going to take care of the Panthers.
Tomas.
Believe it or not, I think that soft serve might actually play in this game and not fumble the ball.
Yeah.
He might even be looking at them sprinkles.
If he'd have played last week, I might have won my fantasy game. Yeah. But yeah.
So I'm going to take Seattle.
He's going to fumble the ball just when he looks up and sees Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, he's going to poop his pants. Yeah.
Kuechly won't be playing.
No, he's on sidelines crying. Yeah. They have another white guy playing middle linebacker that kind of looks like him, though. I was like, Kuechly's back?
He ain't
the same player. Yeah. All white middle linebackers aren't made the same, apparently. Indianapolis.
Racist. They can't all be good.
It can't all be good, right? Indianapolis, New York Jets. Is that the New York football Jets? How's that work?
Yeah.
All right.
J-E-T, Jets.
Heath.
Man.
No
this
spread.
Is another one,
no
man.
Spread. It's
I know
off
it's
the
a
board.
Pick'em game. I've been burned picking the Jets at home, and I've been burned picking against the Colts, but I'm going to try it one more time. I think I'm going to take the Jets at home in the pick'em game.
All right. Tomas.
Which quarterback is going to be playing for the Jets? The third string, the fourth string, the fifth string? Which quarterback?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. So, Luck is supposed to be back.
I mean, what does that mean, though? That don't mean much either.
Well, exactly. So, this is probably the toughest one on the board to pick. But I'm going to go with the Colts.
I said I had the Jets.
Oh, did you? I'm going with the Jets just because I always pick against the Jets, but they're actually a better team than I give them credit for.
The general manager of the Jets is looking like a genius now with the Fitzpatrick negotiation. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he saved himself a lot of money. Yeah. All right, now on to the big game, Detroit at New Orleans. Right now, Detroit is getting 4.5 points. Man, that tells you a little something right there, too.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
The Saints are going to cover the 4.5 points easy.
Easy.
I'll make a side bet and give you double that.
Ooh.
That's why I like you going first and giving confidence.
Confidence. Yeah. The man's got
Tomas,
confidence.
Go ahead and give us the backstory of why Detroit can't lose this game.
Well, I have to tell you, you know that I'm a Saints fan from the time I tumbled out the womb. Even though the Saints didn't exist yet, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Waiting for it.
You're ahead of your time.
It's going to develop. But I have to tell you, I'm really scared about this game because, you know, Detroit has an excellent quarterback. He's brought him back every game from the fourth quarter. You know, they have a kid from Notre Dame playing wide receiver.
The Golden Tate.
And he's really come on strong. Riddick. Pretty good running back there. Their offensive line is making holes. I don't know. With our shoddy little defense, I don't know how we're going to come up with this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, Breeze probably get intercepted 3 or 4 times.
Okay, and, that's getting thick. All right.
Can he overcome it, though?
Can he overcome
it?
Yeah.
Can he
thing.
Overcome it?
But I feel confident that I know that our third-string quarterback, Willie Wankel Snead, can nice. Come off the sideline and throw a few passes to mess him up. So, I know it's a tough pick, but I'm going with my Saints.
You're going with the Saints? Well, I'm going to save you all the drama that Tomas just presented to you. I think the Saints generally match up better against teams like Detroit than they do against teams like the Rams, and I shouldn't use that example because we beat the brakes off the Rams last weekend, but I just think that these are the kind of games where we put a lot of points on the board, and it's going to be a high-scoring game, and very few teams have the ability to withstand the pressure of having to know that they have to go and score a touchdown every time they take the field.
Yeah.
And eventually, they do it the first time, we score, they score, we score, they score, we score, and they over there like, and then all of a sudden it's third and incomplete, and then here comes Drew, and it's and the next thing you know, you're out there trying to press, and then you start failing. And that's what I see happening here. I think it's going to be the score 63-27, New Orleans.
All right.
We're going to win.
When we get off the air, I'll tell you the joke about the monkey in the line. Sorry, people, you don't get it. That's all right.
All right. Well, hey, thanks again, all you guys, for hanging out with us and listening to the show. We appreciate you. And we'll be back to talk to you more on Monday.
And don't forget that we have Twitter accounts, so you make sure and tweet, because I'm trying to teach Dave how to tweet.
Yeah,
you know, and don't forget our new hashtag that we have out there is hashtag BS, the letter N, and beer. Okay?
Well, you added another N, so it's BSN beer.
Right.
Okay.
So capital B, capital S, lowercase n,
okay,
as in New Orleans.
Oh, is that what that is?
And then capital beer all the way across.
New Orleans beer.
Hashtag that, and you know, let's get something going.
Yeah, give us a shout out. Let us know what you think. Give us some thoughts, and I promise you, we're gonna get that hotline back up.
There you go.
Get that rolling so that we can get you on the
let's
show.
Let's not give out the number, Dave.
No, we're not give out the number till it's time.
Don't do that.
I know
it's got sevens in it, but don't do that.
Yeah. All right. For Heath Elson-San and Tomas Mauricio, I'm Dave Romero. You've been listening to the BS and Beer podcast. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.